we talked about last week, this is another preseason edition of the BS Big Show, where the games are live, but the points don't matter. of course, I am here with everyone here at the I am here with everyone here on the BS Big Show, starting from our sound guy from Jacksonville?
No.
Or is it Jersey?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
No, nope, nope. We are not doing that again. Nope.
Okay.
BRM.
Okay, VM.
It's going to be okay. Hi, Chico Alexander. How you doing? Anyway.
We need one more person, and that's, of course, our guy from the North Coast. Ian McClinn, what's up?
Well, I got this.
Hold it, because you wouldn't want to make me mad.
That's my failsafe. Greetings from the North Coast. Good evening, everyone. And as said, it's the preseason. As often said in the past here on this network, it's not a regulation. It's only an exhibition. So please, no wagering.
Yes, exactly. Well, no wagering, but we have the opening drive, and let's go through it, shall we? Because there were some things that were interesting in there. And I'm going to start with us, VRM. Get rid of fucking Daniel Jones. He's horrible.
Thank you.
He's fucking horrible. In an exhibition game, he got picked not once, but twice. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he did it against the second string, or did he do it against the starters?
I'm looking right now at Daniel Jones was up against. Yeah, he was up against the second string.
You got pick six against the second string.
Yeah, exactly. Right on. Houston beats the Jets. Giants. Okay, enough. Giants 28-10.
To be fair, this is his first game back from the ACL.
True. That being said, how rusty are you? Really? Okay. Okay. Moving back. Philadelphia 14, New England 13. However, Drake May is making the coaches saying, you know?
Tar Heel in the house.
Why would it start in week one? Baltimore 13, Atlanta 12. Hey, Caleb Williams. He's the next Justin Fields. Wait a minute.
Whoa. Hold up. He may be the next Justin Fields, but that doesn't mean, remember, the Bears here's the thing. Caleb Williams, as good as he is, he's going to start week one.
He is going to start week one, but here's the interesting thing. We've got the, and Ian, if you would ready, you got the, and Chico, I'm going to need you ready for another soundbite. We've got the Lions in the NFC North.
Go Lions, go! Go Lions, go!
And of course, we have the Packers. Thank you. Right. Do you think with the whole Vikings, tomfoolery, that Chicago, Chicago may be a third place team? Maybe?
That's my thoughts.
I mean, if Caleb Williams gives them six wins, I'll be happy. We'll be happy,
If Caleb Williams gives them six wins, I will be pleasantly surprised.
Moving back, Detroit 24, Kansas City 23. Mahomes, of course, does another behind the back because he was pissed at Travis Kelce. So he said, fine. Okay.
Hey, smoke show girlfriend, new game show. What does Patrick Mahomes have? Just a whole ass career.
Right. Ian, Minnesota
27-12 against the Browns. How could I not have been there? Of course, I had to be in the same facility as Paul Allen.
But you were?
Yes, I was. I was.
You were at Cleveland Stadium. Okay.
How cool. Could I not have been with both of my teams on the same field at the same time?
Yeah, that's cool.
I like this is going to be a battle for Ian's heart right now.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, JJ McCarthy out for the season. He had to replace the torn meniscus, but Nick Mullins got in. The Vikings did not play their A squad. They played their B squad and below, and Nick Mullins is in, but yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just
so
prove yourself against the varsity if you want to be really worthy of playing. And they signed Matt Corral, by the way, as their fourth quarterback.
Yeah, as the backup. That's their insurance policy, as we like to call it.
Their emergency QB, as it were.
Not as the backup, but as a backup's backup.
Right.
Just like Paul Heyman famously said.
Yeah. We'll get to them in a second.
Okay. Right. Tennessee 16, Seattle 15, Indiana 21, Arizona 13. Tua was in for one series, throw to touch. Miami 13, Washington 6. Buffalo 9, Pittsburgh 3. I watched this disaster. Jets 15.
This was a disaster on both ends of the field, really.
Because you were playing second, third, and fourth stringers in this game. Ugh.
It's like we were playing our second, third, and fourth. The Jets were playing their second, third, and fourth.
Jake Plummer, not Jack Plummer.
No, Jake Lutton.
Okay. Even
nobody knows, but who cares?
Right. Rams 13, Chargers 9, Harbaugh's going, can I go back to, no, I'm just kidding, not yet. Jacksonville 20, Tampa Bay 7, and finally Dallas 27, LB. Las Vegas 12.
You try making a program with nothing but a cell phone and steel will, okay?
Okay. Who is Brandon Aubrey and why has he got a record?
Brandon Aubrey
has
a record. He ties the NFL record for the longest field goal ever.
65,
67? 66.
66. Too bad it wasn't a regular season game.
Aww. You know what? He can live with the knowledge that he can drill it from 66 should the need arise.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your week two in the preseason. With all of this week two, with all these week twos be week twoing, what does this mean as far as making the tough decisions? Mm-hmm. We know there's a tough decision in New England. Are we going to go with Drake May, the rookie QB, or are we going to go with... Who else was there in...
Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett, thank you.
Yes. Mac Jones is now with Jacksonville, is competing for the backup position to Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. By the way, Mac Jones is going to be the backup for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Trevor Lawrence didn't have to play.
Yeah, one QB that is confirmed now, Gardner Minshew has gotten tab in Las Vegas for week one, at the very least.
Yep. And we also have the opening kickoff, Thursday night, September 5th. It'll be Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes, but you knew that already. I'm trying to see where other now here's the thing.
Oh, let's go to Washington.
Go to Washington.
Because that is another one that is solidified. Jaden Daniels is the starter for the Commanders.
Correct.
And I just noticed something. Did we miss a couple games in the opening drive? Yeah, we did.
What Well, you tell me what we missed, and I'll see if I
can. Sunday's games.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those. Packers. Oh, Lord have mercy. The Broncos beat the Packers 27-2. That's scoregami. Bo Nix is making his bid for the starting QB job. It's going to be rather interesting decisions coming there.
Yeah, Bo Nix seemingly solidifying his role, but Peyton's not willing to make the call just yet.
And the nightcap of that, and the nightcap would be the Saints and the 49ers. 49ers win 16-10 from Levi. And
Brock Purdy! That said, Brock Purdy didn't look too good, but then again, he was the only starter that was really playing. All the receivers were out. All of the starting offensive line was out, so.
Yeah, it was like Brock Purdy only passed 6 times. Derek Carr only passed 9. Spencer Rattler only passed 8. It was basically QB by committee. Everybody was making their case, and no cases have been made as of yet. So that's where we are officially now, going into week 3, which we will talk about momentarily, because again, one more postseason game, then some very tough choices have to be made.
Mm-hmm. One more preseason game, you mean?
That's what I said. One more preseason game.
And thought then, I heard postseason.
I thought I heard post too, but never mind.
No, that's only because you did. Anyway, Tua is also confirmed to start in Miami. But then again, you knew that.
Yeah, but Tua had some words this week.
Ooh, do share.
Earlier this week, Tua was on an interview with Dan Levitard, and he was comparing current Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores' coaching style to that of Mike McDaniel. And Tua said, quote, "If you woke up every morning and I told you that you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other?" And I think Flores was saying, dude, you don't belong here. And Mike McDaniel is saying, yes, you do.
Tua was a little bit chippy. I'm wondering if that's going to translate, how that's going to translate into his game, whenever that is. And he's probably not going to see it down until week 1. Maybe a couple just to get fresh. I don't know. But there you go. And speaking of off-season drama, no news is good news, I guess, if you're Brandon Ayuk, because, well, nothing has been moved one way or the other in that trade situation. However, now we have a new trade situation with Trent Williams. I can bring that up.
Yeah, situation with Trent Williams, little different than Ayuk, because this is just a complete holdout and not reporting. And the fines are starting to
rack up, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. He's currently up to over $3 million worth of fines.
Yep, and Kyle Shanahan has expressed optimism that Williams will rejoin the team before too long. He says, and now I'm quoting, "I think we have to work out a contract thing, and I think Trent, I haven't spoken to him, but I think we'll be able to work that out." Well, Mr. Shanahan, you can wish on one hand and you can shit in the other, and at the end of the day, what are you holding with? Because remember, this is a guy who is he's being paid little north of $20 million, and that amounts to a $1.1 million fine each time he misses a preseason game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the difference is Brandon Ayuk has reported he's been to camp and he's been to events. It's not like he has just completely held out like Williams has done. So that's why Ayuk's not getting fined. The NBC Sports Bay Area says that that Ayuk is performing a quote unquote hold in.
I get that. I get that. A little bit of context here. For the avoidance of doubt, this is the collective bargaining agreement that states that fines for players, which amounts to $1.1 million for each preseason game, plus $50,000 for each day that Williams holds out. For the avoidance of doubt, any such fines shall be mandatory and shall not be reduced in amount or waived by the club in whole or in part. So, I don't know what Trent Williams is doing, but whatever decisions he is making is costing him dearly.
And here's another key difference with the contract situation. Ayuk's in his last year of his current contract. Williams still has 3 years left on his.
Yeah, so he still has what, 69 million.
Nice.
Left on his contract.
So. Again, Ayuk,
and none of that is guaranteed, by the way.
None of that is guaranteed.
So yeah,
Ayuk in a contract year is a little more understandable. You're halfway through a 6-year contract and you're holding out for what? What leverage do you have? None.
Yeah, you're halfway through your contract, and it just so happens that you are in one of the top defensive lines in the league. What are you trying to prove here? What somebody make it make sense. Make it make sense, Trent. Ian, your thoughts?
Well, if Trent Williams does not show up, then the 49ers might be going through the typical post-Super Bowl swoon like most teams have.
Hangovers.
Hangovers will kill you every time, man. One thing that will not kill you every time is Nickelodeon's incredible coverage of the National... With their help from, their corporate parents over at CBS, the wild card game will return to Nick in January 2025. This is going to be the sixth NFL game to receive the Nickelodeon alternate broadcast, and the third in the wild card round. Details remain sparse right now. Further information will be coming in the future. All games have been called by Noah Eagle and Nate Burleson. There is nothing to suggest that that will change. I remember they kicked off the year-long SpongeBob anniversary celebration, if I'm not mistaken, with Super Bowl Live from Bikini Bottom. So yeah, whole lot of whole lot of background there, whole lot of experience. They're going to deliver a quality product. Nate Burleson and Noah Eagle are two of the best to do it. And the thing I like about the Nickelodeon broadcast is that they don't talk down to the audience. I mean, this is a football-centric broadcast. They explain it, but they keep it professional.
Yeah, they understand their key audience better than the adult network understands its key audience, I guess.
Which makes sense. It makes sense. Now we're going into a couple of key moves as the Falcons have dealt with the Patriots, sending Matthew Judon to the Dirty South. The Falcons are only paying him $6.5 million, but Judon said, "The Falcons know nothing about me as a football player or as a man. They know my previous resume. I can't really demand or ask for anything I haven't worked for. I'm going to work for it." So, yeah, he's only getting paid just north of $6 million, but he's going to work for it. And just as a bit of context, the last 38 games, sorry, he produced 32 sacks. And the Falcons haven't had an edge rusher as productive as Judon in several years, so he's a perfect fit. See, when and or if he gets the nod when the Falcons go against the Jaguars on Friday, before Arthur Smith and the Steelers kick off the regular season.
Oh, look, the Giants traded away a player to the Cowboys. Jordan Phillips.
Sent for
a seventh in 2026 and a seventh in 2026 for a sixth in 2026.
Oh, that's just lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phillips was signed back in April and has done nothing in 4 months. And 4 months later, he was traded to the Cowboys.
Okay. And think of that deal. According to Mike Garoppolo of the NFL Network, the pick swap, that is the seventh round in 2026 for the sixth round in 2026, is conditional. Meaning, if Phillips is on the Cowboys roster for two games this season, the deal goes through. If not, the swap is off.
So, in other words, basically, we just gave Phillips for nothing.
Yep.
Provided he doesn't play.
Well,
he has to be on the 53-man for two. Oh yeah, he has to be on the roster, so he has to be on the 53-man for two games.
Going back to the Tua comment that you made earlier. Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator for the Vikings, former Dolphins coach, he has responded. He says, "I want to say, look, I'm genuinely happy for the success that Tua has had, and I really wish him nothing but the best. I think player relationships are very important to me. I think that's kind of the foundation of coaching. I got into coaching because I was impacted as a young guy by my high school coaches, my college coaches going all the way to Pop Warner. I got into coaching because I wanted to make that kind of impact. Or to young people, help them become the best version of themselves. That's really my goal. So I wish nothing but the best for Tua." But is he wrong, though? again, this is Tua saying he's a terrible person. I'm waiting for you to address the comments. I mean, you're pretty much addressing the situation without addressing the situation.
Yes. Thank you, media apology.
Oh, yeah.
It reeks of media apology.
It's saying something because you feel like you have to say something.
But not actually addressing the complaint.
Yeah.
You're acknowledging that the complaint exists, but you're completely acknowledging the context of it. You're completely disregarding, I should say, disregarding the context of it.
Yeah, I'm wondering, would a better reporter have pressed him further? Probably not. But anyway, let's take a look at the final preseason schedule for this week as we start with Thursday night on Prime Video with the Colts and the Bengals. And then on NFL Network, we have the Bears and the Chiefs. On Friday night, under the Friday night lights, we have Jacksonville against Atlanta. Miami travels to the Bucks, and San Francisco takes the short drive to Las Vegas. In the early window for Saturday, Carolina will lose against the Buffalo Bills. Pittsburgh goes to Detroit. The Ravens take on the Packers. The Vikings go to Philly. And in the late window, we have the Rams against the Cowboys. It's going to be a very sad time if the Cowboys win against the Rams, let me tell you. And then two games because live from New York, it's Saturday night. Nothing. Okay. I tried.
Nothing saved. Nothing saved. Nothing queued. But yeah, Giants, yeah. Jets in the traditional. The traditional preseason mess.
The mess, yeah. Speaking of mess, Cleveland goes to Seattle. And then Sunday, we have Tennessee at New Orleans, the Cards at the Broncos, and to wrap up the preseason, New England takes on Washington.
Week 3 used to always be considered the dress rehearsal week, but now Week 3 is a combination of both dress rehearsal week and the most important week of the preseason, cut week.
Uh-huh.
Because on Tuesday, next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, rosters are due. 53 men, that's it. As well as all of your active and pup list players, reserve pup list players, etc., etc., etc. Basically, people that are held out, that have held out, they need to have their stuff done by 4 o'clock on Tuesday, or they're going to be pupped.
Yep, I'm looking at you, Trent Williams.
I'm looking at you, CD Lamb.
Hey, do we have any updates on CD Lamb yet?
Yeah.
Where is the Lamb?
It's working.
I'm about to send the third table of entrees on the blue team.
Yes, chef.
And I still haven't got a Lamb out,
yes,
from,
chef,
the red team.
Yes, chef.
Now it's turning into be a fucking big embarrassment.
Yes, chef.
And I'm going to kick you out any minute now unless you get me a fucking Lamb.
Yes, chef.
My thoughts exactly, chef.
Yeah, Jerry Jones earlier today said that the two sides are having quote unquote promising talks. Reportedly that the Cowboys have made an offer to CD, and it's not anywhere near Justin Jefferson's $35 million per season. But he would still be the second highest paid receiver in the league. But it hasn't been...
I believe the terms used were closed the gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to wonder if he is also doing the hold-in sort of situation. I mean, according to Ari Melrove of the 33rd team, it's not even really about the money as much as it is about the years. Remember, CeeDee Lamb has, what? How many years in the league? 3, 4? The contract years. Sorry, the contract years. You look at those two sides, they look at it very, very differently. They do these long deals eventually when the player continues playing well. Contract becomes very team friendly, and since there are so many years left, player really has a hard time coming back to the table and asking for more money. I gotta look up CeeDee Lamb's current contract here.
Well, he's on his rookie deal right now, I think.
Yeah,
because he's this will be his fifth season.
Yeah, so he's looking. So he's looking for the extension. No, yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got he signed a 4-year deal with a 5th-year option, a team option. And CD doesn't think that team option is enough, and so that's why he's holding out for a long term.
Yeah, I'm looking at his average. I'm looking at all the numbers, and holy mackerel! That jump between this season and last season is phenomenal. His base jumped from 2.5 million to almost 18 million. Holy Hannah. So, yeah. So he's looking for a little bit more sauce on his steak, so to speak.
I'm back. Sorry about that. So where are we at?
CD.
We're talking about CD. Because we were talking about the 53-man rosters being due on Tuesday, and the holdouts need to basically fish or cut baits on this one.
How many are the big holdouts? Are what? Ayuk?
We have no news on Ayuk. Trent Williams. We're trying to make sense of it, because again, it was a decent defensive squad. But he is 3 years into a 6-year deal.
He ain't going nowhere. Again, a lot of these holdouts, remember, a lot of the owners are like, well, we ain't paying you. Go ahead. Okay.
So not only is he not being paid,
he has to give
the league money.
Okay. Well, again, see, with the – remember last year, VRM, we had the Chiefs? And Chris Jones, they had to sign him or else the defense would have been fucky-vood, okay? They would have been screwed.
Now, but the difference between Chris Jones was in a contract year last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trent Williams is going into year 4 of a 6-year deal. He's not in a contract year. So that's why this makes very little sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a contract year... And he had some leverage, I would understand it. But he's halfway through a 6-year deal. What leverage does he have?
Zero.
He has no leverage.
Zero.
Right on. Yes.
All he's succeeding in doing is costing himself money, not just contract money, but money that he has to now pay back because of the fines. He's already amassed $3 million worth of fines.
And here's the thing. If they decide to, you know, cut him 3 years into the deal with $69 million left to pay on him, that's money that goes back to the team. So right now, Trent Williams has everything to lose. 49ers, not so much. And CD, I guess he is closer to the Brandon Ayuk side of the spectrum than he is to the Trent Williams spectrum, because he's been holding out for, he's missed preseason games. I don't know if he's been reporting. He probably has, but
what, CD Lamb?
Yeah.
They're continuing negotiations right now.
Yes.
And Jerry Jones said promising talks.
Yeah. Meaning, anything to keep the fan base off his back, basically.
Yeah, but at the moment, it could be. We don't know. And of course, CeeDee Lamb will get paid because Dak has to throw to him. Okay. The question is, next year, will Dak get paid? We don't know.
Depends on how he does. Remember, you look good, you play good. You play good, they pay good.
Hold on. Sportrack NFL contracts, right?
Yeah.
So I am going
looking at for the CeeDee Lamb contract. So yeah.
I am looking for not all positions. I'm looking for wide receiver right now. Okay.
Yeah. Right, so Jefferson's the top man money wise.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, Jefferson. By average, Justin Jefferson gets paid $35 million per year.
Yeah.
Okay. No one's gonna throw to him, but there you go. Then you got Davante Adams. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just got his new 4-year deal. DJ Moore, who got his 4-year deal. Amari Cooper, who's in the last year of a contract with Cleveland. AJ Brown, Calvin Ridley, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Cooper Kupp, Devontae. Well, hold on. Let me go by average.
The reason why you're not seeing a CD yet is because, remember, CD's on, technically, he's on a 50-year team option right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because last year was the end of his.
Yeah, he's only getting paid $3 million a year. Good grief! Okay, yeah,
he's on
that's a rookie deal.
It's his rookie deal. That's why.
Yeah, it's rookie deal. But the thing of it is, this season, if he plays, he makes $17 million.
No, he doesn't.
I was looking at him.
It's a team. Because of his team option.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
So he signed a 4-year, $14 million with a $7.7 million signing bonus, and there's a 5th-year team option.
Okay. Well, CeeDee Lamb is gonna get paid. The question is, can Dak get paid? And probably he will be, because the salary cap? Do we know how much the salary cap goes up this year? Hold on, we can do that too, can't we? Because, okay, so for the 2024 season, the salary cap is $255 million, an increase of $30 million. It's the largest single season increase since the cap was implemented in 2024. Now, here's the interesting thing. Okay, again, according to SpotTrack, okay, there are only 5 teams with positive cap room right now. Okay. Dallas is 26th. It's got negative $25 million against the cap. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
All cap space. So So the active 50, yeah. So the teams, interestingly enough, Dallas is in the middle because they're paying. Do you know who? Look at this. Do you know who actually is spending the most money right now?
That would actually be
Cleveland.
Yeah.
$281 million active 53-man roster. Okay.
And much of it is to Deshaun Watson. Way too much, if you ask me.
Yeah, second place is Cincinnati with 200.
No, Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta.
Thank you, Kirk.
Right, and then Cincinnati third, Baltimore fourth, Casey fifth, Giants sixth.
Thank you, Daniel Jones.
Right. Do you know who is the So you want to know how rich the NFL is, and I'm looking at this. Now, I want you to guess this, right? How much do you think the 2,869 players are making on average total in the NFL? Try this. $7,657,261,675. That's crazy.
I'm in the wrong field.
Yeah, we're all in the wrong field. Speaking of which, have we gone to college yet?
Nope.
Want to go to college?
I do. Now, here is the Triple Lindy, Dan AWC, BS Big Show, WLTI crossover on this, okay? So let's start with this. Pat McAfee, who used to be the Raw color guy, is now doing ESPN College Game Day for the next 4 months. He will be returning to WWE in January when Raw goes to Netflix, okay? Now, there are four games this week. The ESPN game is Florida State at Georgia Tech in Ireland. Okay. By the way, guest picker, Sheamus from WWE. Okay. You got Montana State in New Mexico, SMU Nevada, and Delaware State in Hawaii. Who cares? Now, check this. The person who is going to replace Pat McAfee, VRM, and Chico is one on September 2nd, because Corey Graves is going to have a 1 week, play there, is one Joe Tessitore. Who used to host on ABC. Holy moly.
Yep. That is correct.
And so there is the connection to all three.
Oh, there. Yep. And there's more on that actually. Week one, they'll also call the week zero game, but they have named Joe Tessitore, Jesse Palmer, and who the hell is and Katie George.
Yes.
That's gonna be your week one. That's gonna be your game between Florida State and Georgia Tech in Ireland.
Oh, so Joe Tessitore is gonna call the game in Ireland too.
Yes.
Or at least call it while watching Ireland. I don't know if they're going to be there live. Are they going to be there live?
It's ESPN. Who the hell knows?
It is. Yes. Again, who the hell knows? Correct. indeed. Indeed. That's week zero in college. But one of the coolest things, who has the Nickelodeon theme?
We talked about the wild card game actually. If you want to, you want to talk about your two cents? I'm not going to stop you. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I love this. The Nick wild card game coming back in January.
I told you. They did. It's like, and one thing I liked about the wild card game, the Nickelodeon games, they don't talk down to the audience. They talk at the audience. They bring the audience up. They bring them to their level. They don't descend to the audience's level. They bring them up to their level. You know what I mean?
Right. So have we previewed what's happening this week in the NFL or no?
That's when you came in.
Okay. So
the way, I tried the live from New York at Saturday Night Live. I got nothing.
Okay.
None of us were prepared for that.
So the last thing we need to talk about is Colt McCoy, right?
Yep. The man is a career and actually stepping into a new career because he will be calling the Big Ten for... And...
Ooh, very good. I like that. Okay.
Yep.
And there is that. So... so we need to
one more.
Go ahead.
One more bit for people like me who actually bought Sunday ticket.
Oh God! Apple is trying to fuck them, aren't they? Isn't they?
Well, I wasn't going to be talking to Apple, but I can mention about that too. Okay. I was referring to the fact that YouTube is doing something very nice for Sunday ticket subscribers.
Oh, tell us, please.
So last year, MultiView was restricted to a whole bunch of pre-made games, pre-made packages. This year, you can actually build your own MultiView package.
You mean you could build your own Octobox or no? What do you mean?
You can build your own quad box. So because it's a limit of to a quad box. My Octobox is done specially. I have to do things fun with that. But
yeah,
for the quad box, you can actually choose which ones you want to say. So, for example, if I were to look at week one right now. So if I were to look at week one, and I'm looking at this schedule, and again, this regarding the Giants game. So let's see here. That's preseason. Here we go. Week one. Come on, week one. Okay. So let's say in the 1 o'clock block, I want to watch Miami Jacksonville.
Okay.
Chicago, Tennessee, Houston, Indy, and Pittsburgh, Atlanta. I can last year I would have been restricted to something like, for example, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Tennessee, Chicago, New England, Cincinnati, and Houston, and either Houston and Indy or Jacksonville and Miami, but not the other one that I really wanted to watch. Now, this year, you can choose to say, okay, I want this, 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 and this.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now let's talk about the other thing and how Apple is trying to fuck people.
Oh, boy.
Well, the Apple Sunday ticket. What? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On the App Store, Sunday ticket is available for 680 dollars.
I'm sorry. What?
Because the commission fee is 30%. Okay. So if you buy Sunday ticket in the Apple App Store, they take 30% more, which is $120 if I mind.
Mm-hmm. And if you buy it with Red Zone, it's $740.
Okay, I got two words for you. Fuck and that, okay?
Please, for the love of God, get out of the ring before they cancel the show.
Damn! But people will pay. People will pay for it.
I mean, I paid almost $500 for a regular Sunday ticket, so $489.
Yeah,
but you know what? It is worth it.
It is worth it. But I'm gonna say right now, after I pay my cable bill, Red Zone is free, y'all.
Yeah, Red Zone is free. That's why I watch it. Unless I win that motherfucker, no way. Sorry. Okay, no, I ain't doing that. So I mean, it's look, love the fact that the Goodell is going to get millions and billions of dollars. I mean, put it to you this way: do we know how many people subscribed to Sunday Ticket last year? Do we know? Let's see.
I don't think we have that detail. Well,
$1.3 million.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that was 41% of those were people who purchase the add-on for YouTube TV, or let me rephrase that. 41% of Sunday
Ticket supposedly subscribers, YouTube is going to lose over $1 billion on it. I don't understand how. So if you're going, okay, so try this. So let's just say 1.5 million, right? Times times $500, right? How much is that? Yeah.
That's 75.
Isn't that $750 billion?
Yeah, 1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds just about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 750 million.
750 million or billion? Million, okay. That, really? Wow.
Well, remember, not everybody is paying it at that price point, because remember, some people are buying with YouTube TV, which is like another $200 less because they have the YouTube TV or whatever the mm-hmm. cost difference is. Yeah, like yeah. I said, some people are the introductory, which is even less. Some people only get it at the half season, like I did last year, which is less, which is half of that. So, like this year, I'm paying the full price for a non YouTube TV subscriber, which is $489.
Okay.
So that's all of the dollars and cents of all of that.
Okay.
And I will stand by my statement. Once you pay your cable bill, Red Zone is free.
Indeed. Indeed. But yeah, I think we've had enough.
We're coming up against the hour, and nothing left to do but shill the network. We got to push the network here, because a lot of stuff coming down the pike. And it all started tonight. Tomorrow it continues. Jason, myself, and Gordon Pepper are going to celebrate the life and legacy of the master of the Hollywood Squares, Mr. Peter Marshall. We're also going to be reviewing The Anonymous. We're going to talk about Global Drag Race All-Stars.
And the chaos in the Big Brother house.
Where that Big Brother house be Big Brother housing, man.
Yes, they have. So, and of course we will definitely talk about that. VRM, our good friend Nikki is going to be making money for the company, so to speak. So we're going to be talking about the road to Bash in Berlin. We're going to preview All In. And there's a lot of good interviews. By the way, did you watch that Paul Heyman interview yet?
I haven't watched the Paul Heyman interview. I've watched the clips from the from a couple of MJF's interviews with, for example, the Colty Boys and Wrestle Talk.
And anything interesting?
Well, he denied the Civil War in the Cultaholic one.
Okay.
After Jack brought it up, but
okay.
But
and by the way, there was something very interesting. Jack Perry made a new TNT Championship belt for Darby Allin, and you know he actually made it himself. Did you see this video?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he actually like made the metal and everything. Seriously, it's crazy.
I saw the video. It looks sweet.
Exactly. And of course, All In is this weekend, and we're heading towards NXT on CW, and lots of good stuff there. WWE's cooking, baby. And we'll also talk Fanatics Fest this past weekend, where a lot of WWE people were there, including Cody Rhodes, and some fans were not happy that he had to leave, but I'm like, dude, did you see what Cody Rhodes did this weekend? I mean, he was in Florida, flew to New York, flew back to Florida. That, you know, crazy stuff. Nuts. You know what I mean? Crazy week for him. So, Ian, what's going on with the Pigskin Post?
Well, I'm preparing for the start of the football season as we're recording. This Friday marks the start of the high school football season in the state of Ohio, and I'll be previewing my first this week in Lorain County and my first rest of the West. And also, it's the beginning of the college season, and I'm going to go into great detail over my thoughts on everything that has changed for the college football season, because a lot of things have been squished, as you probably very well know. And in my detail, I'm going to make comparisons to three television related things that squished during the 90s and afterwards. So check it out on my Pigskin Post, which is published this Tuesday and all through the season, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's to my Facebook page. Follow me there, and to the BS group. If you're a member, you'll get to check those out as well. And I'll be back next time. I think the next time we meet
is draft Sunday.
It's for the draft. And I think we're going to be doing our picks to click then as well, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to do our predictions at that point. Right.
I'll be ready with my Panera sandwiches, my Faygo Red Pop, and my Mitchell Sunday by then. You know I'm going to come prepared.
Oh, you're gonna come correct, Ian. You're going to come.
And of course, it was a thing. It was a thing on TV. You had an episode this week about Platypus Man and what's going to be happening on Thursday.
Thursday, I'm going to tell you right now, we're bringing back an old favorite. You thought it was over, but no. We have bad, short-lived, forgotten, and quite unbelievable video games.
Okay.
We have the video game show part 4.
Oh, all right, cool. So we will be back, Chico, next on September 1st, Labor Day weekend, for our annual football draft.
Yeah, fantasy football. We're gonna do the draft. We're gonna do the picks to click. We're gonna do the week 1 preview. We're gonna get it all out the way, and it's all gonna be for y'all.
Exactly. Indeed. Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it, Chico. Take us home.
All right. For BRM, for Ian McClinn, for Jason Block, for everybody at 5-1, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up, and we thank you for yours. Enjoy week 0, friends.